Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening. I think I have Auntie Dot doing 2 Samuel 16.
Okay.
Oh. Hey.
David was a little past the top of the hill. Behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, What meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, These asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine, that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, And where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. For he said, Today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, Behold, Thine are all that pertained unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth, and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei, when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, Curse David. Who shall then say, Wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, Behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary, and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king! God save the king! And Absalom said to Hushai, Is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, Nay, but whom the Lord, and this people, and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in thy father's presence, so will I be in thy presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Go in unto thy father's concubines, which he hath left, to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom.
Amen.
Second Samuel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie.
Hello.
Sister Shirley. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and we have Brother Hubert, Mother
yes,
May,
yes,
Sister Angela.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, and I have a caller. Last four digits is 1047.
Oh, hello. I have my phone
yeah.
on me. Hello. Oh, hey,
yeah.
This is Quintel. Oh, Daniel, friend.
Oh, Q, good.
You.
You made it over the COVID, huh?
Oh yeah. God bless me.
Praise God. We're glad
Loretta,
you're here today. Uh-huh.
Welcome, Q. We have a special guest on the line. Daniels is on the line from the hospital.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For we have gathered together tonight to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Welcome to the Nolan Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And now, if everyone would bow their head, for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Carrie.
My soul, praise the Lord, and do not forget all his benefit. He forgive your sin. He heal all your diseases. He redeem your life from the pit. He crown you with love and compassion. He satisfy you with goodness. Your youth is rekindled like an eagle. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your patience, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this line. We thank you, Lord, for the people that is on this line. And, Lord, our special guest, Daniel, just bless him from the bottom of his feet to the tip of his head. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And Lord, we just want to get something from this lesson tonight so we can go about living the right life for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I have Sister Shirley up. Do you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
We're not going to have a phone.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
The song that I chose tonight is by BB Whining. Nope, BB and CC Wine, and I'm lost without you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. in harm, you're my protection. As I take in your direction, all I know with you I can go. Ever since that day I asked you into my home, my world has changed. You promised me you'll never fall. Cause I love to love you. Easy to see. I love to love you. So let go, let go. Let me be the first to say, don't ever go away. Say, don't ever go away. Sometimes I die. It made me laugh when there's no clown. No one else can love me like you do. Heaven on that I proclaim the love I feel when I hear your name. There's a substitution quieter. Now some say I'm crazy and I'm acting insane. There's no life without you, so I'll pay my claim. Oh, it's easy to see. I love you, so I just keep holding on. So let me be the first to say, I love you.
Karen, for that beautiful opening prayer, blessing the prayer line and the people. And next,
amen.
I will have Sister Shirley to share some good news with us tonight.
All right, I'll be coming from James, the second chapter, starting at verse 1. My friends, if you have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, you won't treat some people better than others. Suppose a rich man wearing fancy clothes and a gold ring comes to one of your meetings, and suppose a poor person dressed in worn-out clothes also comes in want. You must not give the best seat to the one in fancy clothes and tell the one who is poor to stand at the side or sit on the floor. That is the same as saying that some people are better than others, and you will be acting like a crooked judge. My dear friends, pay attention. God has given a lot of faith to the poor people in this world. He has also promised them a share in his kingdom. that he will give to everyone who loves him. You mistreat the poor, but isn't it the rich who boss you around and drag you off the court? Aren't they the ones who make fun of our Lord? You will do all right if you obey the most important law in the scriptures. It is a law that commands us to love others as much as we love ourselves. But if you treat some people better than others, you have done wrong, and the scriptures teaches that you have sinned. If you obey every law except one, you are still guilty of breaking them all. The same God who told us to be faithful in marriage also told us not to murder. So even if you are faithful in marriage but murder someone, you still have broken God's law. Speak and act like people who will be judged by the law that sets us free. Do this because on the day of judgment, there will be no pity for those who have not had pity on others. But even in judgment, God is merciful. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful reading, Sister Shirley out of James 2. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Exodus, the 10th commandment for Israel, chapter 21 through 17. I am the Lord, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any kindness, or anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visit the entreaty of the father unto the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy above 1,000 of them that love me and keep my commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord, thy God, in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guilty and taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Six days have thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord, thy God, and thou shalt not do any work. Now they, the son, not their daughter, not their manservant, not their maidservant, not their cattle, not their stranger that is within their gate. For in the sixth day the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is in thy neighbor. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Exodus, Auntie Dot. Next I have Brother Daniel. Do you want to share, or are you a listener?
I was going to be a listener.
He's a listener.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Brother Hubert, any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay. Yes. We come out the book of Psalms. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as the heat of summer. Selah. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Philippians. Start at 13 verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians, know also in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Even in Thessalonica, fed me once and again my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have it all abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you in oil and sweet smelling, and sacrifice accepted, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto him, our Father, be glory forever and ever. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are in Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Philippians. Next I'll go to Brother Q. Is there any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
No, I'm just pass.
Oh, you just going to be a listener tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, praise God. We're so glad that you're with us tonight. Okay, that leads me to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. And the subject said, a guideline for terrible times. It's amazing that warning or heed only when it's almost too late. Preaching does quietly in the soft lap of church life and all of its busy work until reality intrudes upon our comfort. But God has not failed to warn us that terrible time will come. Forward should mean forehand. Terrible time occurs whenever an individual or a family, a community, or a nation develop an agenda that is self-centered, rather than governed by God's goal. People will be lovers of themselves, lover of pleasure, rather than lover of God. Sometimes terrible times come because others are over-concerned with their personal freedom or other personal freedom to use, to hurt, to indulge, and to gossip, not the sources of your present sorrow, or have your own choice brought on the terrible time. Have you become a lover of self? Have you rewarded yourself with self-indulgence because you have suffered maltreatment of deprived? To which God issue a pivot challenge, having nothing to do with them. Why? Because parentship with the spirit of this age, self-love, is a dead-end journey. Our forbearer endure loss, property, literacy, inclusive, and unmangable personal suffering. Yet they made choices for the high good and the unseen community. They left a pattern for getting through perilous time like the pattern that Paul described to Timothy. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endure, persecution, suffering, what kind of things happened to me. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. As for you, continue. The testimony of our ancestors is validated through our progress. Continue in the things you have lined for troubled time. Troubled time will come. However, we are equipped when we stand on God's trial and test His word, His person, His wisdom, His eternal, and enumerate truth. God is stronger than terrible times. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of 2 Timothy. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Coming out of 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth, know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now know we him no more. This is Paul talking to the Corinthians. So I just want to share a little bit about the meaning behind that particular verse. Christ's death, which paid for the sin of all who believe in him, resulted in a drastic change. Paul insists we look at every single person from a different and often difficult perspective. Instead of looking at the outer appearance, the important question that must be answered about each person is spiritual. While every person is valuable and worthwhile, their value is not found in physical things or worldly wealth, nor can it be judged by shallow appearances. And their greatness need, the greatest need is not for physical things, but for reconciliation with their Creator through Christ. Paul came to this understanding when he came to faith in Christ. He once thought of Christ only from a human perspective. Before his conversion, Paul viewed Christ as a mere man and his death as a just punishment for heresy. After his conversion, Paul came to know Christ as the Son of God and the substitute for human sin that he has described in the previous verses. the understanding that everyone can be forgiven from sin and transformed through faith in Christ has changed how Paul regards every other person on earth. His primary concern now is whether another person is in Christ or still in their sin. Are they reconciled to God through faith in Jesus or not? As shown in the following verses, this is not about Paul deeming people good or bad on account of their faith. Rather, it reflects his deep desire to see people saved through faith. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela, out of 2 Corinthians. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of 1 Peter, 1st chapter, and at verse 13. Think clearly to exercise self-control, looking forward to the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God-obedient children, not slipping back into your old ways or living to satisfy your own desire. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father of whom you pray has no favoritism. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time as a foreigner in the land. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you have inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom is paid not merely gold or silver, it was God's precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as a ransom long before the world began, but he has now revealed him to you in these last days. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and now you have replaced your faith and hope in God, because God raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You are cleansed from your sin when you obey the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brother and sister. Love each other deep with all your heart. For you have been born again, but now a life that will quicken in. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. As the scripture says, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the word of the Lord remains forever and ever. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of 1 Peter. Now we are moving on to the sick and shut-in. Is there anyone I need to add or take off the list?
Yes, add Jackie Johnson.
Hmm?
Did you hear me, Loretta?
Yes, I have Jackie Johnson down here. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for healing our sick and shut-ins. We are praying for Auntie Waleen, Brother Daniel, Trey, and all of Angela's grandkids, Sylvia, Kamisha, Uncle James, Uncle Dave, the Lowe's family, Joseph, Mary Ann, Brother Brian, Jackie Johnson, Sister Shirley, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Brother Q, Carlos, Hazel, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, in Psalms 146:8, says that the Lord gives light to the blind and lift up those who are bowed down. For the Lord loves the righteous. So don't give up and don't give in. For in Exodus 23:25 says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. God will take away all sickness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we are, let's see here, birthdays, week of February 6th through the 12th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
On the 12th, I have Stacy and Faith. On the 11th, I have Alexandra Williams.
I think it's on the 8th.
On the 8th, I got 11 on it. Okay.
And Alexandra Williams.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on the 8th.
Okay, okay. That's all the...
You got your uncle, all of them.
Wait a minute. I got him on the 10th. Yeah, Uncle Olive on the 10th, and I have a Mark on the 10th.
That's okay. Let's see. Sister Shirley, would you sing the birthday song for us tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. May God bless you. I'm sorry, I think
Amen.
I was on mute when I started off.
Praise God, and many, many more.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Now we are at the round table for the second go-round. You can share other Bible verses or praise report, testimony, song, or form. And I will start out with Mother May.
Pass.
Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I was going to read three verses from her back of the third chapter. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit in the vine, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no hurry in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he has made my feet like hind feet. He will make me walk upon high places to the chief finger of my string instrument. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading out of Habakkuk, Auntie Carrie. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Brother Hubert, any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report. Angela invited us to her church Wednesday night to see a movie on Black History Month. And the movie was so good. It was telling about this black woman who they took cell stems from and saved a lot of people's lives with it. But it wasn't known or celebrated among her family because they wasn't sharing none of the wealth with them or even telling them what all was going on. It was a great movie. We enjoyed it. And I'd like to thank Angela for inviting us out. Maybe we should do it again. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The title of the movie was The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. That was one of Oprah's movies.
Henrietta Lacks.
Henrietta Lacks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing that praise report, Brother Hubert. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
A pass.
Okay, Auntie Dodd.
I pass.
Okay. Let's see here. I want to share a poem. In reference to Black History Month. Whenever people fight to be free, Martin Luther King's name is remembered with dignity. When black people weren't treated right, he stood strong to lead the fight. He fought with love, no guns or no darts. He changed people's minds and their hearts. And his dream live on that all can be free when we knock down the walls between you and me. Martin Luther King's life did not last, but his dream and his spirit are free at last. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Sister Angela. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, before I do, I think Daniel was trying to say something. Daniel, did you want to say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I love home.
We love you too.
Okay. We love you.
Yes,
we.
And we love you too. Thank you, Daniel.
We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Amen. We're so glad you're here.
Desire, value,
amen.
Angela, can you translate what he said?
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good night. We love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
And love you. We love you too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to come out of my Prayers and Promises for Wisdom book, and the title is Victory. So I'm going to say four different verses, and then there's a prayer at the end. Starting out with Proverbs 21:31 out of the NRV Bible. You can prepare a horse for the day of battle, but the power to win comes from the Lord. 1 John 5:4 from the NLT. Every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. Psalms 3:8 out of NIV. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people. And Deuteronomy 24 from the NIV. The Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. So, dear Lord, we thank you because we know that the victory has already been won by you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, on your side, we are on the winning team. We can look evil and sickness in the eye and say, it doesn't look good for you or your kind. We know who wins. No matter what battle we are fighting right now, Father God, for relationship, for a sin struggle, for help, or for provision, we choose not to focus on the clanking swords that's in front of us. Instead, we lift our eyes to you, Father, our King, to see that the battle is won. You hold the keys of sin and death, and you are the hero of this tale. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing those Bible verses out of Proverbs, 1 John, Psalm, and Deuteronomy. Thank you, Sister Angela. Okay, we're at the part where we assign parts for next week, and I have 2 Samuel 17.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Who is that?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie? Amen. Thank you. I have an opening for blessing the prayer line. Who would like to bless the prayer line next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we'll take care of that. Closing prayer, any volunteer for a closing prayer? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will take care of that. I want to thank everyone that participated and helped us out this week. Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley for singing the beautiful birthday song, and Sister Shirley doing the closing prayer. So, is there anything anyone would like to share before Sister Shirley comes with the closing prayer?
Yes.
Is that Daniel again?
Yeah. Oh, I know bad news.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Do you know Daniel's song that he likes to sing?
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord,
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for coming through for us at a last minute request.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen.
I do want to bring up what Angela talked about last week. Is he singing?
That's a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to have the program next week due to the Super Bowl?
All right.
Okay, so we're on for next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Is Daniel trying to talk to us, Angela?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Okay.
Yeah, we
can hear you.
How are you?
So Daniel,
celebrate
Daniel, we're so glad that you're with us and sharing with us tonight. 25.
I'm sorry.
I know, man.
All right, Jenny, we're going to go ahead and play the close out the call, and then you can talk more, okay? Let us close out the call, and then you can continue to talk to us, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for me to play the song, Loretta?
Yeah.
Actually, I want Sister Shirley to do the closing prayer, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together again this week. Thank you for each household, Brother Daniel and Brother Q, being able to join in with us. We ask for your continuous blessing on the ones that were not able to be with us this evening. Thank you for every scripture, prayer, song, and poem that we heard and everything that we have learned from your word. Help us, Lord, to act on what we have learned and give us the knowledge and strength to serve mankind wherever we are needed. Thank you for the songs that were played, for the laughter, the fun, the joy, and the wonderful time that we have had this evening. Now, Lord, as we walk into another week, we ask that we may walk with and be guided by the Holy Spirit in everything we do and everything we say. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that beautiful closing prayer. Now, the song that I chose for the closeout is He Promised Me by B.B. Whining. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Nathaniel.
Tonight.
No.
I want to give a special thanks to Q for joining us tonight. We're glad that you decided to visit with us, and we're more than excited that you beat the virus.
with the help
amen.
Of the
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're so grateful that Brother Daniel was with us tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
He's well, that concludes our program. Huh?
We'll continue to talk to him after the call. You can go ahead and close off if you want to.
Okay. And Q, you're welcome to join us anytime. We're here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. You're more than welcome to join us, and we're so grateful
amen.
That you decided to take time out of your day to be with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think he dropped, brother, but amen. I think he dropped.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We pray that there is something shared that.
Loretta, are we going to still have a call next week? I'm sorry to cut you off. Are we going to have a call next week?
Yeah, you missed it. It was a whole conversation. We'll be here.
Oh, I did. We will.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mama didn't hear.
I thought they said cancel. Well, maybe I didn't hear well.
Okay, so we are having a call next Sunday. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, call next Sunday. All right. And we hope that there was something shared that will help us through our week. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we thank you, God, for making this prayer line possible. We love you, and we plead the precious blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. And Jesus Christ,
amen.
Everyone have a blessed week, and we love you. And good night, and hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Night.
Have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you too.
Loretta, stay on for a little bit.
Okay, amen. I will.
You want to talk to Loretta?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
I love you.
All
right, bye-bye. You take care. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you another day, okay?
Have a blessed
rest
evening. We love you.
Yep. Rest your throat. They're going to be in there and do some exercise with you for your voice so that they hope. We're praying that it's going to get better and better every day, okay?
Hello, ma'am.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I hear you, but I didn't quite understand. Yeah, you sound like you're sleepy, so go on and get some rest, and we'll talk with you another time, okay? All right.
Yeah.
We love you.
Okay,
good night.
Have a blessed night. We love you.
Bye-bye.
What is it?
Huh?
Loretta.
Loretta, he called your name.
I'm right here, brother.
Holy God.
I didn't understand him, Angela.
Yeah, I can't understand it right now. I think he's tired now. Then when you get tired, we can't understand it all the way. So rest your throat so it can be stronger, okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk with you tomorrow. You want me to call you tomorrow? You want all of us to call you tomorrow? Okay. All right. You ready? Good night.
Okay. We love you, Daniel.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's it, Angela.